beat I be trying to jam.
It's a good beat. Dun, 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 I think you just heard it too much.
Da, da, da. Yeah, that probably is what it is. I just heard it so many times.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh. That time when you used to sing a Jasmine Sullivan song, and then I was like, da da, and you was like, that's not what I was finna sing. Oh, you was like, dun, dun. I was like, da 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 da.
And I was like,
that's not what I was finna sing.
I don't do no wrestling.
I did no wrestling. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Fluidity, the podcast with Ebony
and JoJo, where all things are elegant, graceful, and black. Black as hell.
As fuck. How are y'all? it was a steady drops.
Let us know how y'all doing.
How y'all
like, doing? Like, subscribe, comment on the YouTube and shit.
Seriously.
And on the Spotify, if you can do all that.
Oh, yeah. Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a review.
Yeah, let us know what we're doing.
Throw hands.
Tell us if we're doing bad. Yeah. Truly. Tell us if we're doing good.
Yeah. All of the above. I'm going to let you go first, so I wish you know, too, because I have a very lengthy list of fuckery. Okay. For this. This is going to be our, we've been gone.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back.
Okay. So.
So this is going to be a, not even a weekly, this is about a 2 month.
Check in.
Well, I guess about a month. No, because you're right, we did record March the 1st.
I really haven't been doing anything, though. So. I've been job interviewing.
Yes.
I don't have a job yet. Maybe we all hear this, I have a job. Cross your fingers that when you hear this, I'll have a job. But I've been interviewing, and I've just been trying to find me somewhere to work because I got to move out of my place when I graduate. So if you hire me, let me know.
After you graduate, you got to move.
So I graduate on May 3rd. I have to be out of here by May 12th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a little time. Well, not really. Like a week. But
It's a week.
Yeah.
And but I secured me like an internship so I could work there in the summer until I can get me a job. Mm-hmm. And it'll, you know, I have somewhere to stay and stuff like that. So, because I could move back home, but I don't want to move back home, y'all.
Is the job you doing, the internship you're doing, you have to move out of here into another building?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
I'm going to see if I can stay. Oh, I'm gonna see what I can say, but I highly doubt that I can stay. But yeah. I can see, but they're gonna say no.
Yeah.
So
more than likely.
Dang it. But yeah, I've been doing that job interviewing. I'm so tired of school. Like, I got so behind after spring break. I had went to a conference during spring break, like the beginning half. But after that half, I think I had COVID. I was sick as fuck, and I literally.
Sorry, I'm looking at this thing stuck on my sock.
It's fine. I literally think I had COVID, and I didn't do anything that entire week. Like, I was really sick. Like, when I be sick, I never cough. Like, even when I had COVID, like, the first time, I didn't even cough for real. But I was coughing so bad that my throat was, like, raw.
Oh, you did tell me that.
Coughing so much. And, like, I was just like, this is terrible. So I was real sick. I literally stayed here, and I was just so sick. Like, I couldn't move. Like, I was just tired. I was very, very freaking sick. So, I got behind on schoolwork. I was just like, dang. Try to take me out. I didn't get behind on schoolwork because I was sick. I got behind on schoolwork because I have senioritis, and I'm ready to be done.
Yeah, I'm ready to get out this hole.
But, like, being sick had, you know, it was, like, another piece of it. I've just been so bored with life. I need something to spice it up a little bit. By the time y'all hear this, I'll be 26.
Ooh.
That is crazy. I'll be 26, and I'll be graduating.
We had a great time. Well, we're going to have a great time, but the shenanigans to come?
Hopefully. I don't know. I'm not really feeling it.
You have to. Are you feeling it, Mr. Grabs?
No. But I'm going to Atlanta for my birthday. So, yeah. It'll be whatever. It'll be me, Ebony, and Kayla. My best friend Kayla and my uncle.
Oh, Kayla. Hey, Kayla.
Hey, Kayla. And that's it. And I really don't have anything planned. I wasn't going to do anything. My uncle was like, you should come to Atlanta, though. And Kayla was like, yes, come. And I was like, okay, I'll come, whatever. So,
that's my second home. I love that place.
Yeah, Atlanta's cool. I just, I hate my birthday because I hate feeling pressure of planning stuff. Mm. Like, when I was watching the Mexico vlog the other day, and when the stuff went awry with the
laughing like after it happened.
And I was like, it just stressed me out so bad. Like the trip, before we even got there, I think me, you, and Kiara rode together, and I was like, I'm so stressed. And, and I was just like telling her, I was like, I'm stressed out. And they was like, when will you not be stressed? And I was like, when we get on the bus to get to the resort, then I won't be stressed no more. But up until that point, I was so stressed out because I was like, this got to be done. This got to be done.
Everybody was chilling. And I was like, we're all so like, whatever. We was like, it's literally fine.
And I was like, no, I'm stressed out.
like when the ticket thing happened, none of us was mad. We was just like, okay.
But Dodo
was so mad.
I was like, I don't want them to feel like that. Me.
Dodo was so mad. And I was like, whole time, we literally just like.
I was like, I don't want these people to feel like I wasted their money. And I don't want them to feel, you know, like, this is somebody's money. And I was like, we're going today because the itinerary says we're going today. And we have to go today because if we don't go today, that'll be a waste of money because every other day is planned. And so I was like, we have to go. It was really
that was fun. I liked it.
So I was like,
watch out for the cenote was so fucking fun.
I want to go back.
We should. That was like the cleanest feeling water I've ever been in.
Yes. Because it's like natural.
I showed my parents and they were like, y'all slamming it. I was like, yeah. My mom was like, yeah, no.
It was like, I don't even know how deep it was, y'all, but it was like.
Then
it
said 18 feet.
That's crazy. And we was just in there. You and Kiara jumped in.
Oh, yeah, we did. And I'd be thinking like, why? How did I do it? Because that was such a high jump, bitch.
It was
about
it.
Distressful. Yeah, it was fun.
It was really, really fun.
It was fun. So.
And so, like, I like doing stuff like that, and I like my birthday and stuff like that. I just don't like planning it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if anything goes wrong, everybody gonna be mad at me because I didn't waste their money or waste their time.
Yeah.
And I never want to waste people's time or money. So I'd be like,
but if you have the right friends, like, and I'm a person where if somebody just want to sit and look stupid, it's like, okay, we gonna do that, but like. Don't just not do nothing. But I feel like it comes like when you don't have the right friends and they like they'll get mad because I feel like I wasted my. It's like I'm here for you anyway. So I mean it kind of is what it is.
Yeah,
three of us are very like whatever. So we was just like I'm just going with the flow.
Yeah, like I was like okay, they're not mad, and I was like let me calm down, and I was like okay, let me calm down. Yeah. I was more mad because I'm like this isn't going the way I planned.
Yeah,
and if I'm planning something, I'm such a planner like. This needs to go this time. This needs to go this time. This needs to go this time. In certain things. Some things I just be like, let's wing it. But like, sometimes I be like, with a trip, I'm like, we got to have this shit planned out.
For sure. I hate when people be like, I just like to go with the flow on the trip.
When I'm such a like a trip needs itinerary type of person because I that is when I'm like, let's not waste
time. And men usually always say, and I hate men. No.
I know that's right.
Who said that? But just like have something planned.
Yeah.
Or at least have a, maybe not even like an exact, but just be like, this day I want to kind of like, let's say if you're by the beach, this day I want to chill by the beach. Maybe have like a chill lunch, maybe go out to dinner that night. At least you know like these certain events, but don't just be like, I don't know what I want to do today. Cause that's how you just sit around and do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And I don't like that. And like, I think the worst part about a trip, and I know I'm getting off topic, but the worst part of a trip is like trying to find something to eat.
Yeah.
That'd be the worst.
Especially when you're international.
That'd be the worst part. And so what Kiara did, she's a smart girl. What she started doing when we went on trips is she'll tell anybody we went on a trip with to pick one restaurant per day so that everybody is getting fed. Yeah. Not that we're going to get fed regardless, but that everybody likes.
You eat what you want
to
eat.
Yeah, like what we're eating for at least one day.
Yeah.
And it makes it easier to like plan the itinerary. Smart girl. And so.
Shout out to Kiara. Shout you out every episode for something.
We do. Shout you out. I think we need to stop. We hyping her up too much. Her
too much. She's a Leo. She isn't going
to
hit.
We need to bring her down to earth a little bit. But but yeah, so like, I'm not really excited about my birthday. I'll be 26. It's whatever. I'm blessed to be alive. But like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I graduate in May. May 3rd, to be exact.
Ooh.
I have my master's. I have so much fucking work to do. It's ridiculous. I'm going to see Harry Potter. Not Harry Potter, but... Harry Potter. They have like a live orchestra with the Harry Potter movie. So it's like the movie plus a live symphony playing the movie score. So and it's Goblet of Fire.
Where is it at? Where is it going to be at?
the Legacy Arena, I think.
So it's in Birmingham?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Wait. Oh, this is going to be so good.
So I'm just like, wow.
This is going to be great.
It's good. So, and I love Harry Potter. And I'm reading all the Harry Potter books right now. And y'all, I've never read the Harry Potter books before. It's been taken up. I've never read the books.
Oh, okay, you only watched the movies.
I only watched the movies. And I love the movies. And I've seen all the movies. I can quote all the movies. But I've been reading the books. And the books eat so much. And everybody says that, like, J.K. Rowling put her pussy in the books. Mm-hmm. I can see where she imprinted the actual vulva.
The gitchy gitchy ya ya ta ta.
The gitchy gitchy ya ya ta ta on page 97. I can see it.
My sister read the books when she was super young. That's when she got into it. And she always says, like, the books are so good.
The books are gas. And, like, they're, I hate to be that person where they're just like, the books are so much better than the movie, but the book is truly so much better than the movie. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, okay, this is eating. And now I'm reading another book. It's called Legendborn. It's for a book club for April. So y'all know me and my friends got a book club.
How the book club been going?
The book club has been going really, really good.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
We, January was Tamra's month. And Tam, she had.
Hey, Tam.
Hey, Tam. Tam had a book. It was called Moth to a Flame. It was okay. February was Taylor's book. It was called Insta Love.
It was the book where you had read that page, the first page.
Yes, and I was like,
oh my goodness.
But it was basically like Love is Blind and Married at First Sight. Or just Married at First Sight, basically. So it's like this girl, she signed up for this dating show, and it's basically like these people, these experts, match you with somebody who they think will be like your perfect match. Mm-hmm. And they matched this girl with this guy, and it was so cute. It was very, very cute. And I was like, oh, this is so cute. I love love. And so we read that one for February because it was like a love month. Mm-hmm. And then for March, we just finished Kiara's book of the month. It was called Love Notes, and it's about this girl. She moved to this little, the author has this like town that she's created in her books. It's called, ooh, don't get me lying. I don't know. It's
Lazy Town.
Oh. It's kind of like, it's Lazy
Me,
Town.
Lazy Town.
It's like this like small town inside of a big city. Mm-hmm. But the small town is like businesses, but black businesses.
Oh, like, okay. Cute,
just cute, all these black businesses, and everybody in the town has a business. And it's like in this one little row where all the black businesses are. So this girl moved there, and she opened up a photography studio, and she met this dude, and they did the nasty on the first night. She didn't know his name. She ended up calling his barbershop across the street. She was like, hey, I would love to take pictures to hang up at my studio at his barbershop. He was like, bet, cool, come. It was the dude.
Oh, my
God.
And
they fell in love. It was so cute.
I liked it.
And then this month, reading Legendborn, which is about this girl. She is, her mom just died. And she's 16. Yeah, she's 16. Her mom just died. But right before her mama died, she applied to do this early college program at UNC Chapel Hill. And her mom was, like, really mad at her. But that's her mom's alma mater. So she was like, I thought my mom would be happy about that.
Fuck with it, right.
You know, because this is her alma mater, but right before her mom died, the last thing they was arguing about it. So anyway, her mom died, and this police came to her while her mom died and told her this story. When she gets to North Carolina to the school, she realized what the man told her was a lie, and she realized that she has magic powers, and she joins this secret society based on King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table.
Okay, this just went left so fast.
Right, and
so her mom had the powers, but her mom didn't want her to go.
Her mom had the powers, but her mom didn't tell her that she had powers. So she didn't know she had powers until she got to this school when everything was starting to, like, everything that these people was telling her, she realized it was a lie because her memory was coming back, and she wasn't, like, blinded by what people was telling her no more. And she realized she had magic or whatever, and she meet this dude who also has the same type of magic that she has, and it's so, so good. That's called Legendborn, and then the second book is called Bloodmarked, and the third book is called, it's coming out in 2025, I think it's called, I can't think right now. When I find out, I'll let y'all know. But it's so, so good.
Wow.
And that's my book of the month.
I'm going to start reading books.
You've been saying it for a minute.
I know, but I actually started reading a few pages of a book that I have. It's a black rom-com or a rom.
Which one is it?
I don't even know the name. I have to go take a picture when I get home. But I was like, this is tea. So I think I'm going to start after my devotion poos. Read. Oh, like a few pages of the book or whatever. So.
Yeah, and if you like audiobooks, Spotify has this thing now, if you have premium, like we have, where they give you 10 hours of audiobook a month. Oh, and nice. So, like, most books don't be more than 10 hours.
I need to feel like a real reader, though.
Yeah.
I got to open it.
You got to open
and
it.
And read.
So, I used
to. I don't follow my finger. But
I used to read physical books. I have a physical book somewhere around here. It's a bunch
of
books.
You got the Kindle, though.
But now I got a Kindle, and I read faster on the Kindle.
Yeah.
Because I can read in bed. I can read, like, when I'm, like, out and stuff without having to carry, like, books, you know? And it just makes it a little bit easier. It's a little faster. So I've been reading a lot more. And, like, I've been reading that in Harry Potter. I read all the Harry Potter books except the last one. So I've read 6 so far since the end of February.
That's so fast. Them books be thick, too.
Thick as fuck. So
thick
I had
ass books.
I had started when I was at the housing conference where I was applying for jobs at the end of February. I think it was like right before the live show. And then I've been reading then ever since then. And now I just finished the last one and I started Legendborn. So I'm gonna start the last one as soon as I finish Legendborn. I hope we're done with that one by tomorrow night.
I'm gonna just start remembering so I can read.
Just start remembering. So, yeah, I've been just reading, and then I haven't been doing anything else. My sister is pregnant. My sister's having a baby. I hosted her
gender reveal.
Congrats, Kyla. She's having a boy, so I have a nephew again.
Welcome to the auntiehood. Once you have more than one, you're like a real auntie.
You're an auntie now. Thanks so much.
So me and JoJo are both, we're aunties.
I don't even know how to be an auntie, a TT. So I'm trying. I'm learning.
You just got to buy them toys.
I need a job. So that's going to be step one.
He just ain't old enough yet to play.
Yes. And so I got to figure out how to be an auntie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been doing that. Let's see what else. There has nothing else that's been going on. I've been listening to Beyonce album.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboy Carter. Put on your hats. Yee, 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 haw. I love Cowboy Carter.
If he hasn't listened. Okay.
Sorry.
I haven't listened. Not on purpose. I'm not on the Beyonce strike. It just take me a minute to listen to
The thing.
Certain stuff. Like when a lot of people talk about something, it make me not want to listen to it.
I'm different.
Literally, I feel like I'm turning to my dad. That's so him coded. He's such like, if everybody else like it, I don't want to listen to it.
Or
I don't want to until everybody stop talking about it. And so I just be like, let me just wait.
It's so good though.
And I've been stuck on, which I'll tell you, I've just been stuck on other music, so I need to go listen to that. But
it's good.
Yeah.
And I think last thing, I'm going to see Kennedy Ryan in Atlanta. Me, my friend Kiara, Tam, my friend Taylor, she's supposed to come, and then Kaya.
Hey Kyra,
which is also Ebony's friend too. Yep. So
that's my girl.
Yes. So we're gonna go see Kennedy Ryan. She's an author. She writes black romance books, and they're so good. So we're gonna go see her because she'll be in Atlanta, and it's free.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, it's free.
That is so nice.
Yes. So, but the thing is, since it was free, all the tickets sold out like
in seconds.
Well, not sold out.
That's
it
so nice.
For
she
sale.
Did it. For free.
Yeah, and I know some of them she's charging, but most of them she's doing them for free. And she usually do them at like, so when we first got the tickets, we got them and it was at a library. Mm. And we're just gonna have it at the library, but it got so big that they're gonna have to do it at like a college in like an arena, basically. Yeah. Well, not an arena, but like a bigger
setting.
What
college
is it? Georgia Gwinnett, I think.
Oh.
But
that's gonna be cute.
It's gonna be real cute.
A little book read.
Well, I'm excited.
You can hold the book like this. Like how they do in kindergarten.
I don't know if she's going to read us a sample or what, because she just came out with a new book. But I'm going to bring her my book so she can sign it.
Hey, Kennedy girl.
Can you sign this to
Chili Rice?
So, yeah, that's all that's been going on, y'all. I'm going to Houston for Memorial Day, too. This is
Oh, that's going to be fun. I think I'm going to be in Houston around that time, too.
I've never
been.
That's
the end of May, ain't it? Mm-hmm. I think I want to see my friend Kiara. Hey, Kiara.
Girl.
A Aries queen. Oh my god, her birthday is 2 days after yours.
Yeah.
Or 2 days before. I need to check that. Anywho, you done. We're going on this very fast roller coaster.
Yeah, I'm done.
Got myself them pierced. Mm-hmm. I wanted myself them pierced for a long time, but I was like, is it even gonna hurt because it's so fucking thick? Is it gonna be giving? You know? Like,
did you do this?
Yeah.
Rawr, XD. Rawr.
Granted, I'm aware that I already do give that, but I'm just like, is it going to give? But I was like, fuck it. 0 out of 10 pain. So painless. Healing. Very easy. Officially not dating anymore. See, I know we had two contenders. We had IT Bay. he had to get out of here because he wanted a piece of coochie. I wasn't going to give it to him.
A slither.
And just a slither. And he was like, I'm not going to. But yeah, ITBA is out of here because it was going smooth. And then he was trying to do it. And I was like, I'm not trying to do it. Like, you cool. I'm not trying to really be on that type of time. And then he was like, well, I've never had to wait this long. Mind you, I had just made a month and a half prior. And then I was like,
yeah.
And then he was like, well, I think we'll just have to be friends, like, if it doesn't make it to that point. And I was like, well, let me just do us both a favor. And we're not moving forward at all.
Let's not do anything.
Right. So, yeah, he was weird. And, like, the dates were going okay, but they weren't even going, like, I would understood if they were going, like, oh, you my man. Like, you're my girl. We're both ready for a relationship. Like, we in love. It's going really good. But it wasn't, like, a spark.
Yeah.
It was just, like, on resume, you cool, you fine, and it's going okay. And I hated his apartment. Anyways. Arizona, hung out with Arizona a few times. If you don't know who Arizona is, so I can make a long story short. I met him maybe 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Damn. 8 years ago. We talked, he moved away, or we stopped talking before way before he moved away. He moved away. We always stayed in contact as friends. But there was always, like, this what if factor. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder what, like, could it work, could it not work? But I was like, I don't think I like him like that anymore. Maybe, like, once I had met Sid or whatever. Is that what we call him?
Mm-hmm. DJ Mustard.
DJ Mustard. And so, yeah. And so he had moved to Georgia recently. So I've been hanging out with him. And I was thinking, like, I wonder, could this be something? But then I was just like, I don't want to be in any type of relationship. So now we're just associates. And that's crazy because, you know, when you think about somebody who you always have, like, what ifs.
But, like, so not even friends?
We cool. We're
okay,
friends.
So you got friends.
Yeah, we're not friends. I only said we're associates because after the conversation, it was like he was being real moody on his end. And I was like, you good? Like, you being weird. And he was like, he's a Scorpio. You know how they do. Very moody. He was like, I'm just getting over it, woo-dee-woo. But then, we ain't going to talk about that at dinner because I'm still confused. Anyways, yeah. And so, yeah, we are friends. We just don't converse like that for real. I feel like a few times we have conversed since the situation, it'd be like, not awkward, but just like, do you got something to say? Or
yeah, it's like he's holding something back.
Yeah, or like he was like processing it more than I was. And I was like, me and you literally both said the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I told my mom, I don't know, whatever. Anywho, so yeah, he's out of here. They're both out of here. And I'm just not ready today because I put in here that I have been struggling. Like, not with nostalgia, because I just know me and my ex would not work out because there's just a lot of factors that play into that. Mm-hmm. But it's just certain stuff that you just used to when you've been with somebody that when I've been dating, it's like, I don't like how X, Y, and Z hasn't been happening. And I feel like I'm having a hard time, like, getting comfortable with people because it's like, I don't know you. Yeah. But it's like, duh.
That's the point.
Right. But it's like, so I don't think I'm ready. What is that noise? That's just somebody. There's some water or something somewhere. I think it was just some water or something. Anywho, but yeah, so I'm just not ready to date. So I just deleted Hinge, deleted the dating apps, and I just don't want God gonna have to really come and sit on my bed during my time. I think I want to take like the next probably at least the rest of this year and just kind of like vibe. I've been in the gym. I've lost 10 pounds. No, I lost 12 pounds now. Yeah, that's going really good. I've been eating right.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I've been eating really good. I've just been going to work, going to the gym, reading my devotionals, watching Blacklist on Vibe. I don't even get into it. Just go, if you, just go watch Blacklist on Netflix. You will absolutely be hooked. Just stop watching it because it was stressing her out.
It was literally getting on my fucking
nerves. I was
nerves.
Spilling the tea to her. And she was like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, God's going to have to really sit on my bed. Like, if I were to meet a man and, like, it's going good, I would just be like, I'm not looking for a relationship. So, God would have to come sit on my bed and be like, this is your husband. Like, but until then, I'm just like, I'm not ready to do that.
Yeah.
Kai had a birthday a month ago.
Happy birthday, Kai. Birthday.
But her birthday party was cute because she just had something at her house with, like, a few of her friends. Mm-hmm. And we played We're Not Really Strangers. And I didn't know We're Not Really Strangers got that deep because I had it before. I had it twice, and I lost both sets of cards. I don't know where they went.
The cards
but
was a stranger.
The cards, right? The cards went somewhere. But, like, it was just, like, I met a few of her friends. And I like when my friends have friends that I like. Cause, well, I mean, yeah. People be like, I don't like to mix my friends. I just be like, maybe your friends not that far. Because every time I meet my other friends' friends, mm-hmm. I be like, I like y'all. So it was very cool, very intimate. And, like, it was, like, it was getting real deep. Like, one of the questions was, like, what's your dad's name and what's your relationship with him? And I was like, oh. I love my dad. My dad, fine. But some people in the room, dad was not. And I was like, ooh, this got deep real fast. So definitely play that with a new nigga if you, if y'all, you know. Went to ThriftCon last week. Mm-hmm. Wait, what's that? Okay.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Whatever. Whenever this come out. March the 23rd is when I went. Me, Kaya, and Arizona went. And it was stressful. Would I go back again? No.
It was just like too many people there. Like
it was just a fat. It was too much merchandise. Because ThriftCon is essentially just like all like vintage resellers and whoever be in this in the fat ass Atlanta Convention Center. Mm-hmm. As me came in the middle of nowhere because I don't even know where we was at. And it was just very overwhelming. It was a lot going on. It was a lot of cool shit there. Like I got some stuff there. I actually got this shirt there, mm-hmm. but I got some cool stuff there. It was just very like overwhelming. But it was cool nonetheless. I had a good weekend that weekend. And I'm kind of mad because me and Arizona used to watch wrestling. It was I liked it.
Not y'all watching SmackDown.
Beat your bitch back now. We definitely were. And now sometimes wrestling TikToks be coming up on my TikTok because he'll send me something. I'm like.
Not y'all be.
We used to, when he lived in Arizona, he had a small ironing board. He used to like be my
that's
ass.
That's so shady.
No, not shady, but like he had a small one.
It was a mini one.
Yeah, it was a mini one. And he used to hit me with it. And we used to be tussling and shit. where's the big one? I know I just said I would. Did y'all hear this bitch? Once we fighting, then we fucking.
That's how the song go, girl.
Everybody be like, if I say we fighting, we fucking, I just come out the gate.
Nah, we actually beefing, my nigga. We're fighting.
Oh.
If I fight somebody.
We're fucking.
Oh. Please. Well.
Ain't no sneak attack.
You know, I have never fucked, so I don't.
Oh, you're
right. I really just fight.
Fight. She's fighting.
I'm actually fighting.
And I'm doing it. I put on here where the big niggas at. I know I just said I wasn't ready today.
I was like, then you just.
I did say that. But this was before I had. This is at the bottom of the list. So it's going from bottom to top. But I only said that because I have. The last people I dated was like not my physical type. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, give me away from the big niggas because they just do me. So wrong. I saw my ex the other day. Not my ex, not DJ Mustard. Mm-hmm. Ex, but the other one.
Well, you said you saw somebody on X?
No, like I saw my ex the other day.
Oh, you saw your ex the
yeah,
other
but
day.
Not DJ Mustard, my ex like some years ago. And he looked lame as hell. And I said, why the fuck did I do that?
Now he look
I
lame.
I like to erase it from my mental Rolodex. Because what the fuck was I thinking?
You was not rolling. I was bringing it back.
Nigga, I'm going to show you the video. I was like... Anywho, but yeah, I just love, like, I like to feel like I'm just protected. I will say, IT may have body.
Body?
Body.
Sorry, I'm smacking on this gun.
Sorry.
Me, body?
He did, like, body?
Body.
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 But, like, he had, like, body. So I'm trying to figure out how to, like, say something without.
Every body?
Body? Yeah, man, body. But y'all, he had like, okay, he had a physique where like, he wasn't tall. He probably was like 5'8", mm-hmm. but he like looked, he didn't look skinny. He looked like he like had an athletic body.
Okay.
But
every time you say body, it's so funny.
He had an athletic build. But it was different because it didn't look like, you know how you can tell when like niggas like play football, like they play like the generic sports. Mm-hmm. It was like, I was like, you didn't play that. It was how the, like his, it was like cut quad. Like quads was like, everything was just defined.
Like he ran track.
And so I was like, what did you play? And he was like, I wrestled and I played soccer. So I like that. I said, yep. So now I have two physiques. I like big nigga. He used to play on the defensive line. Got a little bit like got a little stomach.
It's very specific.
You know who you are. Oh, wait.
This message is presented by Black Lunatic Podcast. You know who you are. Go ahead and say that name, girl. Put a name on it. Set coming in, money don't fold.
Gotta put a strap on it. Take the play.
Take that name.
No, no, no.
Put that nigga ain't talking that tough shit. Gotta put a date on it.
I got one clue for you.
I just thought of the possibilities of the things you could say. Found it. Found it.
Found it.
Blake was found in the closet.
Oh my God. I'm literally crying.
Y'all, she be crying and I be weak every time.
Found it.
No, no.
Oh my God. Okay.
No, Birmingham.
Yo, we have to move on.
Found in the closet. With music.
Oh, was it him?
Goodness, please. Oh my goodness. We just broke the character.
Thermometer.
Splotches. Splotches of liquid. I'm weak.
Oh my God, y'all.
Sorry, girl.
And no one is gonna get it. No one's gonna get it. Good.
Oh my goodness, girl. I'm so sorry.
Whew. Where the big niggas at? Stay away from me until November the 3rd.
What's November 3rd?
I don't know. I should be ready.
Is that Veterans Day?
Oh, I think that's the 9th or the 11th. I think Lennox's birthday on Veterans Day. I should be ready by then, y'all. Come find me. I should be healed by then. Highly thinking about moving to Atlanta at the end of the year, but I don't know because now I've been to Birmingham a few times. Oh, I hung out with Jay Knox and friends for the celebration of his 5 days of heat. Shout out to Jay Knox. Mm-hmm. His 5 days of heat are hard. He fire.
He's a fire photographer.
He's photographer. He's hard. We went to Majestic Bar and Lounge to celebrate. It was a few of us, and then we went to Paper Doll. Me and JoJo still have to go to Paper Doll.
I still gotta go a lot of places. I've been in this house, y'all. I've been trapped. Yeah. Caught up in the middle, in the middle of a two-way love affair. I'm trapped.
What is this?
I'm caught up in the middle.
You have a two-way love affair.
I am.
But yeah, I thought me and JoJo both was talking about it. But I went to Birmingham and had a great, like I said, I just had a great weekend. Then I was there yesterday, and then I was there another time. And then me and JoJo went when we had the live show. And I was like, I fucking love Birmingham. It's like the perfect mix of city, perfect mix of country.
It is.
I feel like my husband got to be somewhere, maybe not in Birmingham, but somewhere in the vicinity. He's still going to be southern enough to, that's going to be too specific. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next. Last thing, I figured out why we like creative men. I was vibing the other day.
Is you going to say they charisma?
No. First, charisma.
I'm sorry. Their charisma.
Yes, but like also, I think they like, I really think because when you like music so much shit revolve around music, I really be judging people based off of.
Yeah.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to talk about that at dinner. I feel like because music is such an important part, and I feel like because they always be throwing out ideas, I don't know. I think like, you need to have at least one creative hobby.
Definitely.
To go with me.
Definitely. But this dude was talking to me the other day, and he was like, yeah, I make beats. I said, doop, doop, doop. He called me back. I said, why'd you hang up? I said, I'm not interested in nobody who make beats.
I'm tired.
DJ, rap, I don't give a damn if you make a party flyer.
There's different tiers of creative. So you do photographer, videographer?
I'm done with it, all of it. I'm done with it all. They need to just have a job, bitch.
What if they have a job and they do that? You still like him?
I'm so over it. I'm just.
Well, I tried it.
I think it's just because every nigga who did that shit pissed me off.
They pissed me off as well. I mean, did nothing but piss me off. But it just, they be so fun.
Yeah.
But that's my problem. I just had too much fun. And too much playtime and not enough serious time.
I think what it is for me is just everything is about the grind. The grind. How about you take a minute to pray to God?
Let's just chill.
How about you take a minute to
pray to God? That experience, though. You did.
Girl.
She did. I would give that to her.
It's the grind this, the grind that.
I guess I don't have that much because the people I converse ain't never been like the grind this, the grind that. They just been like, well, one did, and he never had no money, so.
the grind obviously was some grind.
All right. But the, like, my ex, he was like, he worked. And he was like, this is, I just like to do this on the side.
The thing is, the people that I have been talking to, they work as well. But they still be talking about the grind like, I'm in the grind. The studio.
I know.
Oh, I'm in the grinding. I'm grinding. I'm like, okay, we get it. But like, I don't know.
And if you really not grinding,
ain't nothing wrong with a grind.
But most of the time, people say they be grinding, they don't. Because people who don't have the time to tell you that.
But the thing is, even if you're grinding, you ain't got to tell me every single
time. Because I'm not impressed.
I'm not.
And to be frank, I've had a very simple life. I ain't never had to do that much grinding.
And it's nothing against the grind. It's grinding. Nothing against the grind itself.
You'll be doing the grind. I said grind.
It's nothing against the grind itself. Yeah. It's more of
It's the grinder that keeps talking about the grinding. Yes,
it is not the action of the grind, but it is the person who is doing said grinding.
Yeah.
Because I'm just so sick of you talking about it every single day.
Yeah.
I'm grinding. I'm in the studio grinding. I'm on Adobe Pro grinding. We get it. God damn, find a topic. In the words of Isaiah Rashad, find a topic.
Find a topic. Or like, I think at least appreciate like art and creativity. Mm-hmm. Like my ex-husband, New York Bay. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a creative hobby, but he was so, his taste in just music and art, and like he just appreciated it. But he also like worked at a law firm.
Yeah. But anything.
And so it was like and he was actually very entertaining. He was a Taurus though. Mm. I like those. I figured this was a Taurus, but he's mean.
He has trauma. But the thing is, like, even with that, like, I don't even mind somebody doing that, and I'm not saying just because you like appreciate the art of like music or the art of artistry itself, that doesn't mean you can't go out and make your own art.
Right.
But I think what pisses me off about the men that I've been talking to that has been about this, they've always just like, I'm really just putting my art in my, I'm the grind before everything. And I'm just like,
that's not even healthy.
That is why your shit is not off the ground. Because. And it's no shade, but it's just like you put in so much energy and so much stock into the actual grind that your product is stinks.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of stuff, especially when it comes to creativity, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have to brainstorm for things, but I do feel like if you find yourself or like things not naturally coming to you sometimes, like you feel like you have to grind for every idea or for every concept or for all the content, and if it's not just coming, then it's like maybe like shut it down, revamp, start over, or stop trying to mimic what other people are doing and just do your own.
Yeah,
do your own shit. Like I never feel like, and granted, we're not even. Well, we about to start doing this for money. Don't worry,
please don't worry.
But I never like just did this and be like, I'm grinding.
Yeah,
we just be like sitting down. Yeah, be like we're just gonna record and like chill.
Yes, and like it's just natural. Mm-hmm. But like so many people, they're not fun.
Yeah.
Like we do fun stuff, but we also do this. Yeah. But like the people that I've been talking to, and I can name three of them right now, they would be like,
oh, I thought you were putting a name on me.
They would be like, I'm just going to go in here and I'm going to grind and I'm going to go to work. I'm going to come back home and I'm going to grind in this project. And I'm like, that is cool. If that's you, that's you. But nothing in between. Oh, like, we used to talk about the grind. I'm sick of talking about this shit.
That was it? About you in the grind.
I'm through with the grind. I actually have nothing else to give to the grind.
Grind is your vocabulary. JoJo is not the one for you.
You can say it one time. I give you a one-time allowance to say grind. But after that, it is no longer.
It is no longer.
It is no longer.
It will give you the strength of the Black Panther. Will be stripped away. Yep. Now. No? To the back of the Black Panther.
Will be stripped away? No.
Okay. Do you want to do what you need? Do you want to go to the bops? We got a lot of bops.
Go straight to the bops.
For sure. These are going to be bops from the past. We tried to condense them.
We did, but so it's been a while.
Has just come out. So much has been going on. It's been a while. We have what I like to call a little music backup itch. So
a music backup itch.
Yeah, music backup itch where it's just, I mean, it's just so much shit has been happening.
It's a lot has been happening.
So yeah. So I'm gonna let Joseph hit it. And then, yeah, I'll let you hit it, and then we'll do the dissection last.
Okay.
Take it away. Oh, jam?
Yeah. Riding around in my whip, listening to Raxis. She's only in my shit. She tell me that's her.
Oh, wait, my jam. My dad has an iPhone and an Android. And his Android died a while ago. Or earlier, he said, my Android, the Android is charging. We call it the Android. And he said, if y'all need me.
Call the iPhone?
Call my work phone. He just texted us and said, okay, y'all, the Android is charged.
Let me get off this goddamn speaker. So it won't be a repeat.
A conundrum.
Conundrum-poo. I'm going to use that link.
Oh. I mean, that shit. Oh, you could use the old one. Maybe saying you could tap your phones, but I don't think ours be doing that right. It's these thick ass cases.
Maybe send that's us. What it is.
Send another one.
Let me try to link. Let's see if that's gonna work. This host has been through the jam.
Okay, let me do this then. Invite Sherry.
Baby, you love it so.
I have to play blue notes first, and then I'll let you select what you need to play.
Okay. Y'all ready for me to start?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, but you can go ahead and play your first one.
Was going first.
The blue notes he is playing, okay?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just didn't hear it. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, this is my first one.
So random.
Y'all, I'm sorry.
That cover up.
It's so good in the cover. Baby. Black Street wasn't playing no games. If you take your love away from me, I go crazy.
Y'all know the song.
You got your problems, baby, and I got mine. Period.
For sure.
Let's just spend it all just putting it together. He said, let's put our problems together.
For sure.
You know what sample that is? You know what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't mad at you, Tupac.
Is this? No, I actually don't know. Not me. Didn't know that, actually. I only know, like, maybe two songs by that man.
Tupac?
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. I got into a phase a few years ago, where I was only listening to Tupac.
That's a very random. I don't know what's the worst. Them,
I got a CD from Tia. My, the girl
at Popeye's?
Oh. Shout out to you. So I always just listen to the CD.
I don't know what's more random. You learning all the baby songs, or are you listening to Tupac? Definitely Tupac.
The baby was for a purpose. The Tupac was just listening. Yeah,
that is true.
All right, my next one is "Conversations in the Diary by Division." This is on my a long time ago, but we just did Division versus last episode, and so this is just very random. But "Conversations in the Diner." Y'all know the song already because I gave it to y'all last week, but they don't know we're talking about walking to the end. They don't care. They're occupied with their own lives. Come on, y'all.
Their own lives.
They don't know what happened the last time we fell.
I never read these lyrics until we had the diversities.
It's so good.
That is really good.
He said there were so many pieces. Hey, don't you need this heart?
My God.
Okay, next is going to be "Ordinary People" by John Legend.
Wow, y'all, this is a mark in history.
It's a mark, because y'all, I don't like John Legend.
Right, for sure.
But I was listening to this the other week, and it's such a good song.
I told you, this project, when he knew he was a nigga.
He was a nigga. Yeah. He was a nigga.
He was
a nigga from Chicago.
This is during Nick. Girl, you can see by the hair, he used a sponge.
This ain't the honeymoon. He look a mess.
For sure.
But this is so good, y'all. Right in the thick of love. Like, this makes me feel like
there's at least six songs on here that I love. On this project.
I love this one.
I know I misbehaved and you made your mistakes.
This was pre-Christy.
We both still got room left to grow.
It was.
All right.
And though love sometimes hurts.
This is my next one. Is how can you
been in your old bag?
My old bag is "How Can You Mend a Broken Heart." I'm sorry, by Al Green. Y'all, this nigga was singing. If you want to impress the old head, if you're talking to like an old nigga,
everything is for the nigga.
Like I said, I do everything for the niggas. But actually, I really like this song. It's probably top 10 songs in my life.
Yeah.
Yes, I love this song. Like, Al Green, crazy as fuck, but this nigga was singing right here. Okay.
They be the ones.
Crazy ass. I can think of younger days when I lived for my life.
Do y'all hear how buttery and velvety he sounds?
Walls, everything.
This is some nigga that been through some shit.
His birthday the day after yours.
Al Green?
Yep.
Wow, I know an Aries when I see one.
Because I was like, let me go check and see what his birthday is. April 13th.
Wow, RP that king. All right, next is going to be "Player's Prayer" by
this
Lloyd.
Is the most random songs ever.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I've been going through a lot in this house by myself.
I can tell. Al Green, Lloyd, even she done put John on here.
Okay.
My girl is going through it.
I love this song. Okay, so basically, I'm gonna sip to the chorus so y'all can hear it.
Y'all know "Player's Prayer." Well, you should. If you're a nigga that was born before in the 1990s,
it's the part.
You should know this.
Hold on. I'm trying to get to the part. Okay, here you go. Knees.
That's the part.
This might be one of my top listen songs this year.
I love this song.
It's so good. Like, when I hear this song, I think about, it's very nostalgic. I'm a very nostalgic person, and Ebby is too.
For sure.
But when I hear this song, and I heard it the other day when we was having book club at Kiera House. She was getting ready to go out, whatever. She had a TV playing music, and this played, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Of course
it was
that on would
Pandora.
Come on
her
TV.
It was on Pandora. It was on Pandora. But she was listening to
I forgot about Pandora.
I love Pandora because you just get such a random selection of songs that you forget about. But she was listening to this, oh my gosh, it's so good. So when I hear this song, I think about like when I used to be with my big cousin, Brittany, and Brittany, she will be sitting out, she would sit at home and she would be writing her journal on her bed, like Moesha. And she would be playing this song, and then she would stop writing her journal. She'll get on the phone with her friend, and this will be playing in the background real low. And it's just set in the mood. Mm-hmm. And I was just like,
they used to love it. My sister had a journal with a lock on it.
Yes.
She was that age. It was like fur velvety, and it was like, I wonder what's in Brittany that damn hair, journal.
I wanted to read Brittany's journal so bad because
it's tea.
Brittany was a bad bitch. She is now no longer with us. But Brittany was
R.I.P.
Brittany. But she was a bad bitch. Mm-hmm. And so I know her journal was stacked with some good tea, stuff. With good stuff. So she used to play like Lloyd, Pretty Ricky, like Marcus Houston, B2K,
yes.
JoJo, like all the nights, like early Chris Brown, like the good 2000s, like R&B, like teen R&B though, because these people was young. And I was just like, girl, I'm on my knees.
If you never had the big cousin, big sister experience.
Yes, you have to have it. Because
people on like the West Coast and like the other coast like listen to that when they was younger?
They definitely did. They definitely did.
I know if that was like a southern, like that was like a, because a lot of those people were like from or like the surrounding, or if it was like a...
I think they did listen to it.
Universal nigga experience.
I think it was like because this music was like music they used to play like on the radio and like on TV shows. And so like the music just wasn't, it was like more accessible to them.
Yeah.
And so I think they was buying Lloyd CDs.
I'm going to play for my kids and make them listen to stuff like that.
I'm definitely going, they're not going to listen to nothing new.
You're going to know your old shit.
You're going to know it. And so, yes, this is good. It's going to be in my top song this year. I know it because I listened to it the other day from Sunday morning.
You know how, y'all know how she do songs.
And this was, it was Easter. So it was Sunday morning after I left church. So I left church at 1 o'clock. So it was at the Sunday afternoon. As soon as I left church, I gave it a few minutes. I listened to a few gospel songs at the church. And then I turned this on. So Sunday afternoon up until Wednesday. On repeat, I ain't listening to nothing else, y'all. Girl, I'm on my knees.
I was just gonna say, girl, I'm like, on my knees.
It was like low at some point, high at some point. So yeah,
he was begging you to stop singing. Probably,
I'm gonna play it tonight. You think you ain't gonna? You think you're gonna hear something else?
Yeah.
No, babe, you're gonna hear Player's Prayer. All right, next is gonna be Two Hands to Heaven by Beyonce, and it's gonna be specifically
this part
right here.
Bottle in my hand.
I've heard a snippet of this before, and I like this.
This one's good.
I heard a snippet of this on TikTok.
It's so good. It's this part right here when she like begging and singing.
Baby, I've been waiting my whole life for you and I. This the real you.
Y'all go listen to Two Hands to Heaven. That's a fucking bob. All right, next is going to be Song of the Summer. I bet you can guess what it is.
Get It Sexy.
You knew. You knew what it is.
Bow,
bow, bow. And the fact that she had Soulja Boy in the video.
Y'all have watched the evolution of me starting to like her song.
You? It won't let me play.
Oh, wow. Hold on.
Okay. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
Slim, thick, crumble skin. 5'5", this bitch a 10. Done bills paid. Catch me sliding in a bin. I ain't looking for no man.
Soulja Boy in the video was so crazy. Like, she's such an icon. This is the part.
Get it sexy. Get it sexy. Get it sexy. Get it sexy. Boy, you know this ass super fat.
There's a video of her that I love. It's on TikTok, and she was performing live. And when it got to the get it sex, she had did like a stripper walk, and then turned around and started twerking. I was like, yeah, get it sexy.
She is such a fun girl. Like, I love fun girls. And Sexy Red is so fun and so fucking unserious.
Get it sexy. Like,
truly.
Get it sexy. Get it sexy. Get it sexy. Well, you know, I ain't lying, no.
I'm his favorite, no.
Drop it to the floor.
She
good shit.
She don't miss. She good has shit. Been no going shit. Hit after hit after hit after hit.
Yep.
The girls are scared.
For sure.
Next is going to be Sweet Honey Bucking by Beyonce. It's specifically this part. I'm going to get to the part it is.
It's time I see.
Okay. It's specifically this part.
Like
I don't really listen to Bucking, but this bitch ate. Like,
why? Oh, because it's act two. I was gonna say, why is it two eyes? Never mind. Because it's act two.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah.
Okay, so next is going to be, almost done, I swear, guys. Next is going to be Goofy by Tink.
We've been going for a month. It's fine.
Okay. Tink don't miss. And I'm going to just say that. Anybody who don't listen to Tink is weird because she's so good. I love her.
Love you, Tink.
Satellite song.
Normally, I'd have blocked you from my phone.
Normally,
I'd
already be at my sister's house.
My God.
I barely even noticed that you was gone. Yeah. Wouldn't even have the energy to fucking cuss you out. You know why?
I guess it's different because that
dick got me goofy.
Halfway past stupid.
This fool
got me foolish.
She is so funny and she is so real.
This fool got me foolish. What the fuck? I'm so fucking wrong.
Have you never been there?
Yeah, I have.
Where it's just like.
Yes.
Sorry.
You know when I was there.
Sorry, but.
I was just there. Go ahead.
But she's like, I think I haven't felt this way. Mm. Well, I have, but not with the people.
Oh, this is how I looked at them. I said, don't know this bitch you lying.
But like. You think you're done with somebody. You like, this nigga didn't put me through the ringer. I would have been blocked him. I would have been left him. And I would have been cussed him out. But that dick got me foolish. Halfway past stupid. What the fuck am I doing?
And so, you know, sometimes you get so past goofy, you don't even care what you're doing.
She said,
at this point, I know what I can. I don't care what I'm doing.
But it's the fact that she realized it. She was like, actually,
That's better self-awareness. Because at least I know it's the dick.
Yeah. She ate. All right. Next is going to be.
That bitch did.
From a Woman by Mariah the Scientist.
Hey, Mariah.
She's so iconic. She can sing too.
Yeah, the people do be talking about her.
I'm just gonna go to the first part. And
I close my eyes and trust your plan. Won't let no one force my hand. You've paid the cost for true romance. And you won't buy love again. I thought I'd seen it all before. And now I've seen so much more. And finally, some doors will close. But it's to open windows. And look at the trust closing in.
Okay. That's from a woman. Mariah the Scientist.
She next. Was fighting the other day.
She was. Somebody said, how you start the fight and lost?
That is crazy. Bitch, you better know you finna win if you start.
Right. She literally started. I'm like, girl, get your mind right.
Speaking of mine. If you lose, you can say, I didn't want to fight no way.
Like, I didn't want to fight that bitch.
Right.
103. Lose my mind. Jesus.
We saw him live.
We did.
And we was like, I don't know what you saw. To Atlanta for me.
Y'all trip. I'm just fine. 12:45, about dead time. Been at it all week, trying to unwind. Lose my mind. This shit crazy. Way too fat. Rosé, baby. Way too stacked. Why the thing in the lot that them mine?
From Al Green to Mariah the Scientist to Jeezy.
I'm so so sorry.
This is good.
No, this is great.
All right, my last song. This is my last song, y'all. I promise. Ooh. Start Over by Beyonce.
This is a good one.
Like, I was listening to this the other day for a few hours too.
I feel weak. We've been here before.
She sounds vocally so good.
We've been here
yes, she
before.
Does.
Cause I feel weak. Keep going back and forth.
Start
fighting about the same old thing. Let's start over. We can't let our good love die. Baby, we can start all over. Give love another life.
You know what part we like?
I know our curse will hurt you. I know you'll cry. I know I called you selfish, but that's a lie. I feel like there's nowhere the best for us. Let's start over.
Let's give love their wings. Let's start over. I'm tired of fighting about the same old things. Let's start over. Can't let that this girl won't die. Maybe we can start all over.
Give love another try.
Period.
Here.
And it's all for me, guys. Ba,
da, 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 da.
Bow, 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 bow.
That was such a good song. I used to love that song when my little heart was broke. Well, it wasn't broken for real.
She ain't.
You think your shit be broke until you break it free? You like, oh. that wasn't partially
was
even the
foot
broke. Right. So first things. Okay. So if I don't want to like use this person's nickname because if I do a box of the week, baby, and JoJo, I don't want to be like, I'm going to tag the person. Okay. There's this man.
Okay.
And he give, like, I know him through somebody else.
Okay.
He give, like, Lil Corey, but more modernized. I don't know how to describe it. You're gonna hear when I see. But he's like,
I'll take your panties off.
I'm gonna play. This is called My Part. It's by Shawnee Lovejoy. And he has an EP.
And he said he give Lil Corey.
Just listen how he sound. I love how he sound. It's called Tornadoes at Night. That's the EP name.
I hear that.
I love it.
I was always trying to be there. This is how it's supposed to be. I was only trying to be there. No confusion, I'm a big clear. Be the one you can depend on. Be the one that I will slide for. Do the dishes, I will
slide for.
I can't say that part on camera. I'll tell you after. I know him through Sorry I Lied to You, Martin.
He said what?
I know him through Sorry I Lied to You, Martin.
Oh, okay. I said I know him through Lockheed Martin. And I'm like, oh, he used to work there.
Oh, he was from there. So that's called My Part. That's why Shawnee Lovejoy. And there is 7 songs on here. And they're all pretty good. I just like how he sound like nostalgic early 2000s. So like the Pleasure Peas, mm-hmm. the Pretty Rickies, the Lil Corey's, mm-hmm. all of that. And I love that. So next we have You by Sir. Y'all, I've quite literally been running this song into the ground. It's off his project, the newest one, where he been trying to give D'Angelo. He just not fine. But the body, though. It's called Heavy. It's actually really good. Another honorable mention on here is Ignorant with him and Ty Dolla $ign. But this song give like you in the car with your nigga. And y'all in
the production cool. already.
So good. And this is like, he's very mainstreamy on
His
this project.
His body looks really good.
It does. I can't.
She knows 24s. Would you look at those?
so amazing. I throw my hands up to the ceiling. Need some praise to heaven made you. You were chosen. Rich rolling with a hard hitter.
They gotta be here, bro.
Killer. Love is so real.
It's like the dad is a photo shot.
Got to be his brother.
I can deliver. If I sing with you, baby, I'll be there with you.
Ooh, ooh. He look good.
He gonna make a song tonight. Yeah, he do.
It's about you. I will put you on tonight. Baby, sing along tonight. He gonna make a song tonight.
I'm talking to a certain part it's of the production. About you. But the song is very like.
I'ma put you on the night.
Wait, we're gonna see.
You, baby, I'm in that with you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Is this gonna
ain't
go
gonna
to
make
the
a song tonight? It's about you. I'ma put you on the night. Baby, sing along tonight.
I don't know who produced it.
Make a song,
but they yeah. was in there.
Let me look and see.
It's about you.
So ghetto, just how I like it. But yeah, so Surge product that's been really good, but I have quite literally been running you, and that was like a first listen favorite. I love a first listen favorite. So I said I was gonna go back and listen to it this week. But yeah. Next we have Chief. He came out with Dirty Nachos, which is just the you know Chief, he just come out with shit. Now this song is gonna piss me, it's gonna piss me and you off. Because it's not a whole song. It gets into shit and then it's like.
And then it stops.
Yeah, the beat hard though.
The producer is Jay White did it.
Shout out to Jay White did it.
Hey.
Oh.
Sick gang.
He got that shit Trapaholics, on him.
Trapaholics,
BH. Not Trapaholics.
Go. Go. Go.
Damn, son. Where'd you find that?
Jesus,
I smoke doja. I'm in the rose with the bitch bent over. In the rose.
So I'm just gonna stop it. Because they're gonna be like, hold on, listen, we can't play the whole shit. Next, also off of Dirty Nachos, is Why You Mad?
Yeah.
Have you ever had Dirty Nachos?
Huh?
Have you ever had Dirty Nachos?
No, what is that?
Like nachos with hot chips in it and jalapenos.
I never even had a hot chip.
Trapaholics, bitch.
Like a hot Cheeto?
Yeah.
You never had a hot Cheeto?
No, I don't do hot
Cheeto. Do y'all hear this shit?
I never had dirty nachos. I don't even like regular nachos. It's about you.
And you put the nachos in the in the
hot so hot nachos. Hot chip.
Hot chips, peppers,
okay.
And the cheese in a you'll put it in a hot Cheetos bag.
And shake it up.
And you just eat it.
Yeah. You know, I'm not really a chipper though. Only chips I like is a cheese puff.
You eat baby chips.
Yeah. A cheese puff.
Them damn Gerber baby onion. Damn chips.
I love a cheese, but I don't like regular Cheetos. So it's like a, I don't think I like just like a super crunchy.
You've never even had a hot Cheeto puff?
No. I don't do hot stuff.
Not even in middle school?
A hot honey, that's all hot I need.
Not even in middle school, bro?
I wasn't really a snacker. I used to eat a lot of bananas. You know, I played basketball, potassium. I used to get cramps.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't even eat lunch. I used to sleep at lunch, or my parents would bring me lunch.
Let's keep going.
Okay.
It's crazy.
You're disappointed? Yeah. It's fine.
Y'all should be too, as the listeners.
Y'all, it's fine, y'all.
You gotta have a bag.
Right. Is that dirty nacho?
No, just like a regular hot Cheeto.
Okay, we'll get some tonight. We're gonna make a song tonight. Next we have Wannabe with Glorilla Made a Stallion.
Glorilla, hey.
I don't listen to Glorilla like that. But like this, I'm gonna listen to the whole project.
And then
I'm gonna skip to Meg part.
He in love with Glow, never got the cooker, but got my name tatted. Killer word, don't know who he killed, I heard that man ready. Never
full. When it's time to eat, I be his main player. NYC, keep it, ho. I don't get left, I'm real here. Hoes love me like Justin Bieber. I'm the B-A-D-D-E-S-T. Same hoes hating, used to wanna be besties. You can get your wig turned like Effie. I don't need insurance cause a bitch can't wreck me. Ready, when I'm coming like Freddy, I'm mother. Hanging on my check is your daddy. Clock that T, bitch catch it. You look like a discount meat on X. I'm the female titan, I'm stepping on bitches. I'm showing my titties, I tore up the city. A P-I-M-P, I
and going. The video was cute. I haven't watched the whole thing, but I've seen snippets. I have to watch it tonight. The video is cute. And, yeah, I just like how they use Pretty Worst Swag because I used to be obsessed with that song.
This is crazy. I've never heard this song. You still stuck on a hot shit? Oh. Yes, I'm stuck on it, but I've never heard on this song either.
When I say it literally just came out yesterday.
The cover is cute.
Yeah, it's cute as fuck. It just came out yesterday. So, next we have, it wouldn't be me if I didn't have an I'm a Piano song in this. I really think I need to do my 23andMe. I have to be West African.
You think you're West African? You might be.
For sure. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Yeah, when I tell you, me in the morning, it's probably why I'm a morning person.
Because you've been listening to the bops.
For sure. This is a remix. It's called Amp It Up. Jaden Lewis remix. I ain't heard the regular version, but I don't think it sounds like this. Somebody was dancing to this on my TikTok, and this is the first part I heard. Okay, can we go to Houston or Dallas and find somewhere where it's an African DJ? Girl. And all they play is I'm a Piano the entire night?
Girl.
Them, we can burn at least 1,000 calories.
Them be the afters. That's where they be going after, like, the club and stuff close. Well, and they be there until 6, 7, and 8 in the morning.
I want. JoJo, want I'm a Piano with the Africans.
It's this dude on TikTok. He's from with the Africans. It's this dude on TikTok. He's from the UK, but he moved to Houston, and he be talking about his weekends and how he be having a blast. And I be like, I can't wait to go to Houston.
That's where they're at. I love Houston.
I ain't never been. So it was my first time.
I haven't been since I was 18. That's why I told my friend live in Austin. But she was like, I can meet you either in Dallas or in Houston, and we can just. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, but so, yeah, we're going to do that. But, yeah, all the Africans are there. I think my husband's there.
It's like the African Mecca.
Yes, literally. It's like, I don't know what the story is, but how they all ended there. Mm-hmm. Quite. They all be at Texas the Tech. Africans, or they always be at Texas Tech, or they be at the other.
They're split. Mm-hmm. So half of the Africans in D.C.
Yep.
The other half in Houston.
In Texas. Specifically Houston and Dallas. They are split between Houston and Dallas. They are there. So next one is not going to be on Spotify.
Okay.
It's going to be on SoundCloud.
It's SMP. Slow Down Train Some Possible.
Yes, I'm just going to play the beginning because this is, y'all can hear the regular version on Spotify, but the extended where Travis is doing his shit at the beginning. Yeah, yesterday I almost wrecked. Going across that bridge that be changing colors in Birmingham.
Uh-huh. Well, I be going around so fast on that trip. That's something that road made me want to go 80,000 miles per hour.
Soon as you pass the Sheraton, bitch, as you pass the Sheraton.
Yeah.
I'll just listen to this. He put his Medusa in it.
Like J.K. Porter going on the page, he put his dick right on the beat.
I mean, right on the board.
It tastes good like soul food. Parked up outside in the old school. The new me back with the old you.
Who ain't the beat, bro?
The dog always find his way back home, and it's so true. Later on, fall through and pop one. You know the model, smoke something, drink something, pop one. Got your hand on my Glock while your ass ride shotgun.
Richie Rara.
Who made it?
Richie.
I know, fucking ugly niggas is now.
Richie Rara. They Harry also did You With Me by Drake. Element and God by Kendrick Lamar.
Wait. This resume is sickening. Mm-hmm. God, Element, mm-hmm. You With Me, and then this. Mm-hmm. This must have been their first one. Other stuff this too. One different than the other
they
one.
They did THC by Mick Jenkins.
Who is this person?
I don't know.
I'm Risa. Looking,
I'm looking on their genius.
Reese Ruth, Reese Tisa, whoever.
You is eat. Don't bring my girl into this.
THC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy.
They did
shut up to you because SCB interlude extended. Now, this song that I'm about to play next has been the topic for maybe a week or so. This played when I was out the other day. And I was like, this out? It's crazy. Imagine this song being played.
This nigga put his dick in the beat. Metro Boomin really did want some more.
Imagine a diss song being a five song to go out with.
Sticking to the code, all these hoes for the street.
Yeah.
I put it in her nose, it's gonna make her pussy leak.
Oh my god.
Metro fine head.
I'm screaming.
Can't hear that switch, but
yeah, Metro
beat. Nigga scream. All my hoes do shrooms, nigga. All my hoes do coke. 20 carat ring.
All my hoes do shrooms, nigga. All my niggas do coke.
If I lose a carrot, she might choke.
Everybody done heard this song. Everybody know. You good done one. You done heard the Kendrick this. You done heard the end. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm not going to play all that. Next, we have The Boy Is Mine. I don't feel like I said that song. I think I lied to you. Actually, we might get to sing some of it. Next, this song is, I heard this when I was, me and Arizona was at the mall in like this Middle Eastern art store. And they played this rendition. This not even a rendition. This is like
not a rendition.
This is like a, if it will come up, give me a minute. Spotify. Not now. Okay, I can pull up this way.
Smoke some, drink some, pop some. Smoke some, drink some, pop some.
This song you would hear if you was out in like Dubai. This is The Boy Is Mine. James
or at the hookah lounge in the Euro.
For sure. Hey, Reddington was smoking hookah the other day. There was a baby. He was smoking hookah the other day.
That's my guy. He belongs to me.
The boy is mine.
I was at the store. I was like, who didn't Shazam this fast as him? Wait till the EDM beat drop.
The boy is mine. I'm sorry that you seem to be confused.
Ooh. Imagine you just met a man at the bar. He bought you a drink. Hopefully he didn't drug it.
Hopefully.
Y'all on the floor. Y'all front to front, body to body. Nothing in between y'all. No division. Y'all dance like this. Y'all salsa down here.
Okay.
Let's go to a salsa class.
I'ma show her up in her own class. I'ma say, move over, I'll show you how to suffer.
And one, two,
three, four, five, and six, and seven, and eight, and one.
I wanna go to, I need to find a club like that.
A salsa club?
No. But like a club that play music just like this, just be renditions of shit.
If you
shit.
Go to like,
And I just wanna play that all night. So there's two things on my bucket list. I'm a piano. All night.
Okay.
And then whatever this is considered, I don't know.
Frat boys play like their big booty mixes that be like that. And they be like EDM songs.
But like twerk.
No, EDMs, they call them big. I don't know why they call them big booty mixes.
Oh.
My friend actually just told me that they call them big booty mixes. Okay. But it's basically,
me, big
it's basically
booty.
Any song and they just put the little EDM beat on it.
Yeah. So James Mack, Rosalie, and Vaughn. Yeah. The boy. Can you imagine hearing this? You in Dubai? There's probably some drug lords in the vicinity.
Not drug lords.
And then last we have Fun Girl by Summer Walker. To close us out. We're going to do just a slight dissect of this.
Said I wasn't made right. Said I wasn't cut right. That's why I'm so lonely.
Turn up.
Into a housewife. said I was just a homie, fun girl. I can still be your anyone, girl. I don't understand it. Takes me out of the categories of marriage. Is it cause I know what I want, just like you? Cause I make my own money and my own rules. Love who I want and fuck who I choose to. Don't take no shit, it won't be used. But I guess that makes me undesirable.
Now she passing yawn. I feel like
it's yes, that makes you so
I said, now she passing yawn. I felt the coming after you had yawn.
Yes, that makes me
oh, that's in the song.
Desirable. Oh, yes, that makes you so attractive. Oh, yeah.
So I was feeling this. In my soul, in my spirit. Because ain't nobody ever said nothing crazy like that to me. But sometimes I feel like when you fit into a certain type of category, mm-hmm. Oh, it stopped.
Oh, damn, it just did.
I'm about to say the camera. I'm about to say it just stopped. That was bad.
Said I wasn't cut right. And that's why I'm so lonely.
This right here is my sweat.
Yeah.
Damn.
Everybody pay attention. This right here is my yeah.
Hey, pretty boy swag.
Hey, walk in the party and the girls hey. Looking at me.
Hey,
skinny jeans on me, yeah, you know my hair nappy. Hey, 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 hey.
I didn't know this. I didn't know this what you said.
Juju on that beat.
Juju. Get.
You Juju thought on that beat. Shit, didn't you?
Look, I said, wait, nappy.
Maybe I should have said, skinny jeans on, and you know my hair corset. Hey.
They're gonna say you a texturist.
Nah, not new, a texturist.
That's what the new kids be saying.
They come up with anything, child.
For real. Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, but yeah, what I was saying was I feel like when you fit into like a certain category of girl, like physicality wise or like interest wise, or even just how you dress, how you look. People can take that as like you a fun girl, like you can't be taken serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that because when our TV babe was like, we just got to be friends, I'm like, what gave you, you can have some coochie?
Yeah.
And I was like, you probably just perceived that I was this type of girl just because of my, and just because we've had certain conversations, but not even about that, just in general, or I just seem like such a free spirited freak because I am, but also just because I'm that, I choose what the fuck I want to do.
Yeah, and I think it's also about the way that, like, men sexualize women or even just, like, how people sexualize people.
Mm-hmm.
Not even just men, because men, y'all get dragged a lot.
Mm-hmm. I do sexualize
rightfully,
y'all.
Rightfully oh, so. Wait.
I take that back.
But, like, and sometimes women do sexualize
for sure,
men.
For sure, 1,000%.
And so, like, and I think it's a lot about, like, how men were sexualizing, like, women. And I think that's what you was talking about, too. Like, yeah. Also about, like, you know, we may have had conversation or we may have like, I may have fucked you on the first night.
Right.
Maybe. But now you saying, I'm just a homie. I'm just a fun girl. You don't right. see anything. You don't see anything serious with me.
Right.
Because of like my physical or because you just sexualized me or right. because we had sex on the first date or something. But right. that doesn't just mean that this is all that I want.
Right.
This is what I'm not.
And then me
girl.
And you did this. And she said like, are you saying that because I'm just like you, like I love who I want. Well, I fuck who I want and love who I choose or whatever she said. But it's like, that makes me undesirable, but that makes you attractive. So it's like, why when you do it, like, that's your thing. And like, oh, I'm just like that's just what men do with you. But when I do it, now I'm the whore.
Yeah.
Or I'm just like, deemed as like the fun girl. And she was like, can't turn a hoe into a housewife and niggas be lying.
Cause you
because men like hoes sometimes.
But the thing is, anybody,
what's wrong with it?
Anybody can be, if somebody really likes you enough and mm-hmm. you say, hey, I don't want you to be a hoe no more. Or I don't want you to present as a hoe no more. And you really like this person, you're not going to present as a hoe no more. And so them saying yeah. you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, yes, the fuck you can.
But not even that. Like, who's to, like, wife, like, characteristics and traits and duties are based on what you like in a person. Mm-hmm. So some men do like being women. I know it's hard to believe because everybody on social media all of a sudden does not. Some men like women that do present themselves as a little promiscuous or as a little hoe-like. And be like, I love her. That's the type of woman I want. So anytime somebody be like, you can't, like, I feel like there is a, not a market, I feel like there is somebody for everybody. So when people be like, oh, men don't like this, men don't like that, or women don't like this, women don't like that. It's like, yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Everybody has different things that they like.
Definitely. Definitely.
But yeah, but I definitely feel her because I feel like sometimes when you do fit into it, and I feel like.
It's toilet.
Oh. I feel like, and that, as I'm like kind of back dating, I just be like, I be perceived this, or like you can be perceived this one way when it's like, I'm not even, that's not my bag.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even, that's not what I'm really trying to do. And you might just think, oh, just because you look this way, just because, you know, you, this is like how you're presenting yourself. It's like, oh, you think this is, like, this is going to be that. And it's like, it's not that.
And I think it's the same, like, with dating culture being, like, so heavily, like, dependent on dating apps. I think that also, like, leaves room for somebody to say, like, assume that you're just, like, a fun girl.
Right.
Because, like, we met on this dating app mm-hmm. that's, like, known for
right.
hookups or right. known for, like, something not as serious. But, like, that doesn't mean that's not, you know, what I want. Or that doesn't mean
right.
that this is, like, I'm just presenting myself in this fun way because this is how we met.
But, right.
like, you just saying, I'm the homie. I'm just a fun girl. Like, you yeah. don't see nothing serious with me. Say I wasn't made right. Said I wasn't cut right.
Right.
That's why I'm so lonely. Can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
And then what do they mean by that? Because you don't want to have fun. Why is only the fun girl, like, or niggas be like, she just, like, that's just for fun. It's like fucking and turning up. It's like,
yeah,
fun is subjective.
I think that's because men, I feel like, and this may be me preaching, but a lot of men, when they think of, like, a wife, some of them, and I'm not saying all, but some of them equate wifely duties and being a wife and stuck down not fun.
I agree.
And that is where the term, like, fun girl comes in.
Like, I agree.
You don't want to wife me down. You don't want anything serious because when you what you look at as, like, serious is boring.
Right.
Rather than serious is just serious.
Right.
You know?
I agree. I feel that because a lot of niggas, oh, men, sorry. I'm trying to stop calling y'all niggas, but...
Hell, I don't even know if I just said it.
I don't know. But I'm just like, I agree with you. I feel like a lot of them do deem, like, marriage or, like, being committed to one person is, like, not fun. So they like, yeah, bitch, this is not fun. But it's like, or like me, I always say this, and this is not for us to drag men, but I feel like a lot of men, when they get, you see the thing about how men be like, or people be like, men do not marry their soulmates. Mm-hmm. They just marry who's there at the time when they're ready. So you probably met your soulmate years ago and you was like, I'm not ready to be tied down. I'm not ready to be committed, whatever. And then by the time you're ready to get married, it's just whoever is kind of right there and seems like that's the right person to be with.
And I was going to say something crazy. Oh, I was going to say something just so crazy. Oh, my what? Goodness. I can't say it. I'll tell you when we get off cam.
Okay. Well, now I'm nosy.
Let me write it down so I don't forget.
I'll say, please write it down. But yeah, so that's fun, girl. And I really was just feeling that because I was just like, I hate being perceived like I'm one way when it's like, I'm not really even trying to be on that. Like, I'm just trying to go on a date. Well, actually, I'm not trying to do any of that now, but I was trying to go on dates and chill, and you're trying to get some coochie just because I look like I'm just so free-spirited and ready to give the coochie up. I'm not.
Right. So, like, how about you put the dick in the bag?
Yeah.
How about you are a fun boy? You're just a fun boy.
Because nobody ever puts it
like
that.
Look how the tables have turned.
Oh, look how the tables have turned. You're just a fun boy.
You're just a fun boy.
And undesirable. And not made right. That's why you
so lonely. Is everything okay, sister? Uh-oh, it's crazy.
Kinda.
Bow, bow,
thank
bow.
Y'all for watching. Get it. Ooh, can you play that as we wrap up?
Mm-hmm.
Is it cold? I saw you think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 63.
Chilly. Oh, we're good.
Yeah. Thank y'all so much for watching.
I'm sorry we took us so long to get back on track.
Yeah, sorry.
We missed y'all.
We missed y'all. We won't. Well, we will try not to go missing for this long a period of time.
Again. Without notice.
Right, because that was a long ass time.
Without notice.
Right. That was about 6 weeks or 5 weeks.
Damn. Damn.
I know, right? Y'all know the drill. Yes. Follow us on Instagram and on TikTok at BlackFluidityThePod. BlackFluidityThePod. You can follow me on Instagram and on TikTok at EbTheSelib. Instagram, EbTheSelib. TikTok, EbTheSelib. You can follow JoJo8.
You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at GrandmasterJo_. And you can follow me on TikTok at JoJoRice6.
Any words?
Be vibey. Tomorrow's 420. Smoke a little weed. Eat a little drink. Smoke a little weed. Drink a little drink. Eat a little weed. Drink a little drink. Drink a little weed. Drink a little drink.
Weed Kool-Aid. Weed brownie. Weed cake.
Mm-hmm.
Weed cookie.
Weed blunt.
I won't be part. I have not partook in the 420 in. I don't even know.
Me either. I've never partaken.
Well, you haven't ever partaken. Mm-hmm. Don't do drugs, people. I know some of Ms. Rice kids watching.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Y'all.
Put that blunt down.
Stop smoking them Black and Milds because I see you and I tell your mama.
Oh, not the wood tips.
Yes, stop it, y'all. Y'all might be older, but y'all ain't grown. Stop smoking them goddamn Black and Milds.
I know three men that smoke blacks.
These are children.
Oh, don't smoke. Well, the three men don't need to smoke them either. Hell. Nobody smoke blacks.
My friend Tamia, shout out to Tamia. She probably watching this. She got drunk and she was like, need to go to the store so I can get a Black and Mild. I'll feel better.
People always say that. They be like, I don't smoke a Black and Mild unless I'm drunk. And I'm like,
it's kind of like it's the Black people drunk cigarette.
Oh, okay, I get that.
Because white people do the drunk cigarette.
They love a cig. Put the cig down.
Ew. And so I've never partaken in the drunk cigarette, but I've been witness to several drunk cigarettes.
For sure.
Me and Angie, we would go out to anywhere. And I remember one day she had just got back from Europe. And when she was in Europe, all they did was smoke cigarettes. And so she got back. She was
Europeans
like,
love a cigarette.
Love a cigarette. So she picked up a habit of smoking cigarettes when she was in Europe. Because she was in Europe for like 3 weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And so she got back and she was like, we were drinking a little bit. She was like, I really need a cigarette. So she went outside. She was like, can I bum a cigarette? And this guy gave her a cigarette. And she was just smoking the cigarette on the balcony of Mom's. And I'm like, I'm with the whites.
At Mom's, you're definitely with the whites.
Definitely with the whites. For sure. But I fuck with the whites. So I'm
them.
Looking for a white
fuck
man. If you're a white man and you watch the show, I'm looking
thank
for a white
y'all.
Man. The eye cut was crazy. Cut your eyes. He was like.
I'm trying to get her to stop.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Y'all, she don't want to stop. I've been trying to. She says she wanted a Black king.
Yes, I do want a Black king. I was lying.
Sure.
I was lying.
What advice do you have for the people?
Oh,
that was the advice I gave.
Don't
no black.
Date white men. Stop smoking drunk cigarettes. Stop smoking cigarettes. It's like.
Me.
Stop smoking. Don't date white men. White men are the devil. We were enslaved. We were enslaved by the white man. Do not date them. Date our Black kings. They love us. Get back to our roots.
All right. Thank y'all.
Good hell to me.
It's too dramatic.
That's Dr. Umar like. And the more I'm talking, you just like.
It's like, all right.
I know.
Don't slip up.
White man.
I knew. We finna go on a date, y'all. You know, that's always the drill. We did good today.
We did really good.
But okay, this has been another episode of Black Fluidity the Podcast with
Ebony and JoJo.
We're all things.
Are black. Wait, elegant. Wait.
Wait, what is it?
Elegant. Okay.
This will happen when we get recorded.
All things are elegant.
And graceful.
And black as fuck. Black as hell. I'm sorry.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
It was me doing this.